It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Welcome to a special edition of the show, an edition where I'm going to try to put into words how I feel after just having seen Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm going to give you some reaction to it, some thoughts I had, where they could go from here, even though they've said it's a street to nowhere, and also some of the things that were vast improvements over the version we got 4 years ago. I'm going to try to keep it as spoiler-free as I can. First off, it's 4 hours. It kind of flies by. There are little pacing issues, I would say, in the first hour. There's some stuff that probably could have been tightened up a little bit, but overall, it moves. Like, my original plan for this movie and my reaction to it was to break it down hourly. I was going to watch an hour of the movie, pause it, come and do a video or recording and go, here's my thoughts on hour one. The problem is I was too fucking entertained. Like, I was way too into it. I was like, I don't want to stop this right now to talk about it. I just want to keep watching it. And a big part of that is the world building that is done in this film is done exceptionally well. If there was one issue, one of many issues with the theatrical release, is that some characters definitely kind of got, you know, shortchanged when it came to their stories or just screen time overall, because that film was so tightly cut together that, you know, guys like Cyborg and The Flash, we had an idea of them. And if you're like me and a huge, you know, DC Comics fan, then you could fill in the gaps on your own because it's already knowledge in your head. But if you're just somebody sitting down new to these characters or have a general idea who they are, it was hard to fill in those holes. Those holes get filled in big time in Zack Snyder's Justice League. Cyborg, Flash, there's a lot of great moments for each of them. Like, tons and tons of moments where you really connect with these characters and, you know, feel what they're going through and the arc of why they are who they are. But having said that, in a weird way, it's super satisfying and yet still left room for more character growth. You know, if when Flash gets a solo film, if Warner Brothers decides to get their shit together and give Ray Fisher and Cyborg a solo film, there's still places where those characters can go, which is fantastic. You feel like you know them, and now you want to go on more of a journey with them. One massive thing that was a really noticeable improvement in this was the treatment of Wonder Woman. You know, in the theatrical run that we got, you know, she was kind of shortchanged. It definitely wasn't made to feel as powerful a character as she is. And yet in this version, when she's fighting Steppenwolf, you kind of feel like she could beat him. Like, there's a chance that she could take him out, which is, you know, what you want. She's you know, the daughter of Zeus. That's what you want out of this character. And, you know, there's no one-liners at her expense. There's none of that stuff. They've taken all that out. Really, the only characters cracking any types of jokes are Flash and Aquaman. And I will say, if any character I still felt got shortchanged a little bit, it would have been Aquaman. I felt like he could have had a bit more character development in there. Not that there wasn't a lot, but when it compares to Cyborg and Flash, I felt like his was the only one that I felt was a little underdeveloped. But if you watch the Aquaman solo film, it would solve all those problems. And they probably knew that that's where they were going, so they could, you know, probably shave a little bit off here and there when it came to Aquaman. And that's the weird thing about watching this movie, is you're watching a movie that effectively was filmed 4 years ago, and the movies that have come after it, some of them were already planned, so you can kind of, it's weird to see the stones being laid for a path that you've already walked down. And that was definitely moments in this film where, you know, you're like, oh, that's going to lead to that. But it's weird to see it kind of in the reverse order. As I said, 4 hours, it is something to sit through, but I felt like it flew by, especially once you start getting into the kind of second and third acts. It really, really picks up. The action towards the end, the kind of the final battle sequence, easily one of, if not the best final battle sequence in any major superhero film. I mean, every character is doing something productive, which is nice. Nobody's just, you know, there for the sake of being there. Everybody has a role. Everybody looks powerful. That includes Steppenwolf, our villain. He looks powerful. And, you know, everybody is on the same level, which is beautiful. And I think it's something that Snyder managed to pull off in this movie that doesn't always happen in team-up films. You know, you get the team-ups and there always seems to be a lesser-powered guy or a guy that seems like he's a hanger-on. You know, there's a group of cool kids and then there's kind of the geeky kid they keep around to laugh at. And that's what you kind of get in a lot of team-up movies. I didn't feel this with any of these characters. Everybody had a purpose and was on the team for a reason. And I will tell you right now, there were parts of this moment where I was holding in tears. Like, especially, there's a sequence with Superman that I was really kind of choked up. Really, like, it's right in the back of my throat. And I was, if I let it go, it would have been waterworks, but then it would have diluted what I was watching, and I didn't want to do that. So I held in the tears. I have a feeling if I rewatch this, which I plan on doing, it's definitely they're gonna flow, even though I know what's coming. And speaking of what's coming, that's maybe my biggest issue with this movie, is we don't know what's coming. You know, usually, you know, if you leave a theater and you've left a big, giant blockbuster superhero movie, you know, you leave Wonder Woman or you leave Iron Man or any of them, you're like, man, you know, I hope they make a sequel, you know, or I know they're going to make a sequel, so that's going to be great. And, you know, what else could they do with the character? Your mind kind of goes down the roads. Well, Zach has laid out not just one path that they could go down. There's easily three or four different stories that could spin directly out of this film. And, you know, as I said, Warner Brothers and Zack Snyder himself right now have kind of said, this is a road that leads nowhere. As we speak today to what we know, and hopefully what we know is wrong, but there are no plans to continue the quote-unquote Snyderverse. And that is the most frustrating part of this film. You watch this 4-hour epic that treats these characters with the utmost respect. Now, I can nitpick a few things, you know, like, for example, Barry Allen isn't, you know, part of the police force yet and doing that. And, you know, initially that's when he gets his power. So there's little things like that that you could nitpick. And that is strictly nitpicking, honestly. But having said that, I want to see more. And I know we're going to get an Ezra Miller film with him as the Flash. And, you know, obviously we're going to get more Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, and we got an Aquaman sequel. So we're going to get to see these characters again. But when it comes to some of the big ones like Ben Affleck's Batman, Henry Cavill's Superman, Ray Fisher's Cyborg, it's murky water to say it. And that's the best case possibility, is that right now it's kind of uncertain. Most cases, you know, if you were doing a magic eight ball on it, you know, say all signs point to no, because that's kind of the indication we're getting right now, you know, and that's disappointing because, as I said, there's easily 3-4 roads that definitely could have been gone down right out of the gate out of this film. One of them being Ben Affleck's solo Batman movie, where, you know, they've talked about online the storyline was going to be Deathstroke basically destroying Batman's life kind of from the inside out. And you see the groundwork laid for that in this. As I sit here and talk about it, I get really frustrated because there's definitely things I want to see continue. Now, one of the things, you know, Zack Snyder said that if he did do a sequel, it would be set all in the Nightmare timeline. I wasn't totally sold on that. I still have reservations about it, but after the sequence in this, in the Nightmare world, it's a little bit more open to it, mostly because of Joker's dialogue. Again, I don't want to ruin it, but Joker really kind of lays interesting groundwork with some words that are dropped. And, you know, there's definitely multiverse chatter a couple of times in this film. So we know the Flash movie is going to give us a multiverse, but it looked like Zach was laying the groundwork for a multiverse in the Justice League films based on what we saw in the 4-hour edition of the Justice League. So, you know, it's an epic, epic film. A lot of people online, I've seen it comparing it to Lord of the Rings. And I think that's a fair comparison, even kind of with the multiple endings. You know, like Lord of the Rings felt like it ended 3 or 4 times. There are a few points at the end of this in the epilogue where you're like, oh, that's where it ends. Oh, no, that's where it, like, you know, and not in a dragging way. It's not a bad thing, but it's just, again, it's laying those roads that I want to go down now, and Warner Brothers better get their shit together, or even on HBO Max, just continue the Snyderverse there. I know that idea has been bandied about online. Like, just make HBO Max the home of the Zack Snyder DC universe, and then let the theatrical films be the theatrical films. And now that we're getting into the multiverse with the Flash film, very easy to do. I think that's a very, very easy road to go down. So basically, in a nutshell, this is a brilliant, brilliant superhero film. Easily, easily, I would say, one of the best superhero movies ever made. Partly because it was given the 4 hours, honestly. It, every character, as I said, had a chance to shine, and that allowed a breath. You know, everybody had their moments, and that's what made it special. If you're a fan of a certain character in the Justice League and in these films, you're going to, you know, have a moment that makes you smile. And the tone of it is not super dark, which is kind of surprising, especially after Batman versus Superman, which is, you know, this is its sequel. And the tone is, I don't want to say it's light. It definitely isn't a comedy and doesn't hit, you know, kind of silly levels, but the tone is lighter. It's a far more enjoyable, not as depressing experience at times. There are some down points, but overall it's a lighter, lighter tone than we had previously gotten from Zack Snyder and his DC films. So you could see the arc. He had always said that, you know, these movies were about Superman and the arc of Superman becoming the guy that we all kind of recognize as Superman, you know, the big blue Boy Scout, the beacon of hope. And these movies were taking us on that journey. And you can see they kind of get lighter. Like, you know, Man of Steel was kind of dark. Batman vs. Superman dipped down a little bit more. And then this one is bringing that tone up. So if you got to continue, the tone would, in theory, continue to rise up, hopefully. And hopefully, I've said it before, I'll say it again, somebody at Warner Brothers, HBO Max, somewhere says this is a worthwhile investment. And I think the only way they're going to do that is if people come out in big, big numbers and watch it online streaming. So I'll be curious to see what the numbers are after the first weekend, and maybe that will give us an indication on whether there will be a continuation of the Snyderverse. If you have watched Justice League, Zack Snyder's version of Justice League, let me know what you thought of it. Of course, you can hit me up at Scotty Myers on Twitter, The Scotty Myers Show on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, share your thoughts with me on what is an epic, epic film. Until we chat again, have a great week.